Yeah, thanks for the introduction. Yeah, hello everyone. My name is Kodek Roiver. I'm a second year PhD student here at the University of Waterloo. And today I'm going to talk about my recent work about like something about quantum information theory. The title is Rate Distortion Theory for Mixed-State Quantum Data Compression. In this book, I will analyze like how the efficiency of the quantum data compression like behaves against some finite error allowed in the set in the setup. And this is a joint work with my my collaborator Zafar Kanian and my supervisor Debbie. And this talk is based on this paper, which is available on archive. So before moving on to my like main topic and the main results, like let me casually introduce like what is quantum information processing. Like in a quantum information processing, like yeah, suppose that for example there are two people, two parties, Alice and Bob, and Alice has her own quantum system A and Bob has his quantum system B, and they want to achieve some task using their quantum systems, using some quantum protocols, usually consisting of their quantum operations, like Alice's local quantum operations, or Bob's quantum operations, or joint operation, or like classical communication between Alice and Bob, or some additional resources, for example, entanglement, or shared random number, shared randomness, which is pre-shared beforehand the task. And one example is quantum channel theory. In the quantum channel theory, we ask how much information can be sent via quantum communication between Alice and Bob. And here, if the communication is noiseless, the task is usually called data compression task. And if the communication between Alice and Bob is somehow noisy, the theory is called channel capacity theory. So this is the brief overview of the information theory in this context. And let me introduce like quantum data compression, which I will focus on this talk. So the main question in the data compression is how efficiently can we transmit quantum data, which is represented as quantum state, like in the setup. So in the quantum data compression, there are two parties, Alice and Bob, here. And then like Alice is the sender of the quantum state and Bob is the receiver of it. And we want, then like the sender Alice wants to transmit her quantum state as efficiently as possible to Bob. And yeah, like to describe this more like mathematically, like we consider the following source model. Like suppose that there is a source of quantum information, quantum data. Like the source is described by that quantum ensemble consisting of the probability distribution Px and quantum states rho x with the level x. The meaning of the like quantum ensemble is the source outputs state rho x with probability Px. So at the beginning of the task of data compression, the referee or the information source draws quantum states from this quantum ensemble according to the probability distribution Px in a IID manner, like independent and identically distributed manner and times. So like rho x1 is the state in the first round and rho x2 the second round, rho xi is the ith round, and then we repeat this process n times. So the resulting state at the end is rho xn defined here. Rho xn is equal to like rho x1 tensor rho x2 tensor rho xn. And after having this state, the referee gives that state to Alice. Then the goal of Alice is transmit this state to Bob efficiently. So for this purpose, she applies encoding operation to compress the size of the state as small as possible. Then like after the compression, she sends the compressed state via noiseless quantum channel. And after receiving the state Bob applies a decoding operation to recover the initial state. The pair of encoding and decoding operation is usually called the data compression protocol and denoted by lambda n. So the resulting state must be like lambda n rux n mathematically. And we want to ensure that the resulting state should be close to the initial state. Then the main goal of data compression is minimize the communication, this noiseless communication between Alice and Bob. The minimize communication means like to minimize the size of this noiseless channel, or if it is like qubit channel, to minimize the number of times used during the protocol. So this is the main motivation of quantum data compression. And as you may notice, like there are many possible scenarios in this framework. Like I'd like to focus on like four possible scenarios, like divided by like two questions. The first question is, does Alice also have the label Xn? So here, like in the general setup, the referee gives Alice a quantum state low Xn, like drawn at the beginning. But like it is also possible that like referee sends level Xn to Alice. If Alice has the information of the label, then the compression is, the scenario is called the visible compression. And if not, if Alice doesn't know like anything about the label, then like the scenario is called blind compression. So in the visible compression, like since Alice has the information of the label, Alice can use that information when she encodes her state, when she like compresses her state. So in visible compression, Alice may do better than the like the blind compression. The second question is, can Alice and Bob pre-share some like additional resources, for example, like entanglement? This question divides the cases like in these two main cases, like entanglement assisted or unassisted. This is like literally in entanglement assisted case, like Alice and Bob share some entangled state beforehand, phi a zero b zero. And an assisted case, like they don't share anything beforehand. So in assisted case, Alice and Bob can use their entanglement in encoding and decoding. It's like they can somehow do better in general. So yeah, there are like four main scenarios I'll focus on in this talk. And the next thing is like there are the error analysis to like evaluate the performance or the like efficiency of the protocol. Like I said that the resulting state must be close to the initial state. But like question here is how to mathematically analyze this approximate equality here. Then there are like two conventional ways to analyze it. The first way is more intuitive. A global error criterion or block error criterion. In this error criterion, like we compare the whole n qubit system, the rho xn and lambda rho xn themselves, to like see the how much error is made during the compression protocol. This is quite intuitive and common like error analysis. Like criterion, like it is usually used to analyze the performance of a like new data compression protocol, or like the performance of the like Alice and Bob's operations. However, like here, I want to analyze the like how the like efficiency of the compression behaves against some error allowed in the protocol. So in this case, like local error or Parkby error criterion is usually adopted. Here, like instead of compare the whole system, we compare each local system, for example, jth system here, low xj, or like j and jth system of lambda and rho xn. Here, we only compare like each local system. So even a small local error may cause a significant effect in total. And it is quite useful when we want to analyze the trade-off between the compression efficiency and error of the compression. So I'll focus on this local error. And conventionally, like analysis using the local error criterion is called the rate distribution theory. The main question in this theory is what is the efficiency of the communication when local error is allowed? And the main target of the analysis is this rate distortion function characterizing the trade-off between efficiency and error, which is casually defined as optimal efficiency under the condition that local error between the initial and the final states is smaller than some constant d. And rate distortion theory of pure state compression was extensively studied by Dada et al. Several years ago. Like mixed state compression case was not previously known, so this is our main focus in this paper. So this is the like basic introduction of the data compression and rate distortion theory. And then I'd like to explain our main results, and beforehand, like to explain the main results mathematically, we need some mathematical backgrounds and preparation, like mathematical description of setups. So let me dive into it. So recall that this is the general data compression setup. First question is how to describe source, information source. So let me focus on this part. To get straight to the bottom line, quantum information source can be described by this joint quantum state with systems AJX. Here, like the sender Alice has AJ, and the referee has label X at this point. And the definition is like this. A is a main quantum system Alice wants to compress, and X is the system of the label. And J is kind of tricky, but like J is some side information Alice has, which is introduced to like analyze visible compression and blind compression in a unified way. This term means that state row X with the label X is drawn according to the probability Px. So like this is consistent with the like this the setup I explained in the introduction section. And the J is a kind of side information. And if J is the same as the label system X, which means like Alice has a copy of the label. So this is corresponding to the visible compression. If J is just a scalar, then Alice doesn't have any side information at all. So this is corresponding to the blind compression. And here, like for the analysis, we consider the purification of the source by introducing purifying system R of A and X prime of X. X prime is just a copy of X. R is the purifying system of each row X. And even in this purification, like Alice only has system A and J and the referee has the rest. So this description is corresponding to referee randomly samples a state from this pure state ensemble and gives just system A to Alice and keeps system R by themselves. The next question is the latter part, the compression protocol. What is a compression protocol? And like mathematically, compression protocol can be characterized by using like this, using the source model I explained in the previous slide. So here, like I consider like Alice and Bob share entanglement beforehand. So like I introduce like entanglement A0, B0 here. Then like at the beginning, Alice has A and J and A0. So like she uses these systems to compress the system into the message system M. And then like she sends this message system M to Bob. And after that, like Bob uses M and B0 and apply operation Bn to recover the resulting system Bn. So we want to minimize the size of M. Then like we want to minimize the size of the entanglement A0. So here is the formal definition. Qubit rate is the size of M per like the size of the number of systems. The entanglement rate is the size of entanglement per like the number of systems. And here distortion is just say like local error between the initial state and the resulting state. And here is the formal rate distortion function, formal definition of RD. The rate distortion function, this trade-off is the optimal qubit rate of all possible protocols under the condition that like distortion is smaller than this constant D. So, okay, this is a like preparation, and then like let me explain the main results. Like we have three main results. The first one is entanglement assisted case. The second one is no assistant case. The third one is general case. So the first one is entanglement assisted case. Here is the main theorem, like which may be a little bit complicated, but like the main thing is the optimal trade-off can be characterized by the well-known entropy quantity called the mutual information. The mutual information between the system A and B is defined using von Neumann entropy, and like which is interpreted as like correlation between systems A and B. So the point is, in the entanglement assisted case, the optimal trade-off, optimal rate error trade-off is characterized by the correlation between Bob and the referee.
Do you mean to say rho bx? Because this n turns aj into b?
Yeah, nj.
So in the fidelity, that first term would be rho bx?
Oh yeah, like fidelity in the first term should be bx, and so like, yeah, we must apply the identity operation from a to b in the first term. Yeah, thanks for the clarification. So yeah, like the main proof idea is like we want to prove the both inequalities, like lower and upper inequalities, achievability and optimality. So in the optimality is like we just use properties of some entropies, like our mutual informations. And achievability is much more interesting. We use a well-known protocol, which is called state redistribution. I'd like to explain this, but like I don't have time today, so like let me skip this part. But like, like the proof is basically like the existence of protocol and then like the optimality of the protocol. The second one is no entanglement assistance case, which is the expression is much more complicated, as one may see. But like, I'll explain the meaning of this expression. So here, when the entanglement is not allowed, the optimal trade-off is characterized by the quantity called entanglement of purification. The definition is here, which is defined by some like entropy quantum, some von Neumann entropy. The meaning of it is worst case entanglement between A and B if the given state were pure. So like given some bipartite state rho AB, we consider like purification A prime of A and purification B prime of B. And then consider like the entanglement between AA prime and BB prime. Then we consider the worst case scenario to by taking this minimum. So in some sense, like this EP represents the amount of entanglement between these two parties. So this case, the optimal error rate trade-off can be characterized by using the amount of entanglement between Bob's resulting system and the referee systems. So although we characterize the trade-off like this, we have some problems with this quantity. Like it is too complicated, as you see. And multi-layer expression, like, is quite hard to analyze. The question is, can we simplify the expression? Partially, yes. In extreme cases, visible case and blind case, we can somehow simplify. In the visible case, we can simplify the expression like this. Here, like the theorem two, like we need all k x prime k here. Or in the visible case, we can prove that all x prime here is not needed. So this the trade-off can be characterized by the entanglement between Bob and Lovell systems. In the blind case, on the other hand, we cannot simplify in general, but like we can obtain single letterized quantity when the distortion is really small in the limit of d going to zero. Then like we can simplify, we can have the single letterized expression of the rate distortion function in this case. The final case, these two like entanglement assisted case and no assistance case is two extreme scenarios. In general, entanglement assistance may be allowed but limited. We characterize these cases too. So here, partially entanglement assisted case, Alice and Bob can share some entanglement, but the size may be limited. The question is, can we figure out the trade-off among qubit rate Q, entanglement rate E, and distortion delta? And here is the informal statement, theorem three. The answer is yes. And a pair of the rates, qubit rate, EBIT entanglement rate, is achievable if and only if Q must be larger than the quantity characterized in theorem one. And the sum of Q and E must be larger than an assisted rate distortion function analyzed in theorem two. So by using like these two extreme cases, like we can characterize the general case two. And like this is if and only if condition. So like suppose that we have like desired pair of qubit and EBIT rates, then like we can just check this inequality. If this is satisfied, then like there exists some protocol to achieve it. If not, this rate is never achieved within that level of the distortion. So like, let me summarize and let me explain the outlook. So in this work, we consider the rate distortion theory, like the efficiency rate trade-off, efficiency error trade-off, and we characterize the rate distortion theory for mixed state quantum data compression using quantum mutual information and entanglement purification. And our analysis may be extended to analysis of other mixed state quantum information processing tasks. And even though mixed state quantum information processing is usually quite hard to analyze, I hope that like this analysis leads to like a new direction of the analysis. So thank you so much for listening, and I'm happy to take your questions.
It wasn't so clear to me what is the difference between the visible versus blind case. Like, why does knowing the label changes anything?
So here, like in the blind case, since like measurement, like usually quantum measurement like destroys quantum state, right? So in this case, in blind case, Alice doesn't know which state she has. Like even though like she knows like what the quantum source is, so she must compress the state without knowing which state she has. On the other hand, in the visible case, like she knows which state it is, so it may be easier for her to compress it. Thank you. Any other question?
Okay, there are no other questions. Thank the speaker.
Thank you.